You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. We are at the middle of this Advent series. Now you think it's Advent 4, we should be finishing this thing up, but this whole series for us is taking us all the way into Christmas Eve and even into the Sunday after that. And so we're kind of on just past the peak of it and going towards the end of it. We are in this sermon series called Wonderland, the boundless awe of Advent. And today we bring to you boundless hope. Boundless hope, that deep sense of hope that comes to us in the middle of our despair, that in our circumstances and world so filled of chaos and hopelessness, that a light, a flame, a flicker of hope will come through and remind us that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that nighttime doesn't last forever, that dawn will happen, that the childless and barren one of this text here today will result in new life, new birth, new creation, new creatures, new imaginations, a whole new way of living here on this earth, the kingdom of God, eternal life, wonderland. Boundless awe and hope in the midst of all of the depression and despair of life. Here we encounter Mary coming to Elizabeth. There in the hill country around Judea, near and around Bethlehem. And they enter into Zechariah and Elizabeth's house. And as we know previously from the text, Elizabeth is an old woman. She has been barren her whole life, and she is with child. And as Mary comes in with the traditional Jewish greeting, shalom, peace, wholeness, health, wealth, beauty, all of life, may it be incredible to you. That big shalom word that we've considered week after week, Mary comes in with the big greeting of shalom, and the baby inside of Elizabeth leaps with joy, leaps with life, leaps with a sense that the hope of the world and the hope of even this little unborn one's life is possible. That something incredible is on the horizon. That indeed this moment is pregnant with possibility and promise. And Elizabeth exclaims, shouts, proclaims, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Mary. Why has this happened to me, Elizabeth says, that the mother of my Lord comes to me. Why has this happened? This shouldn't be happening. We're living in a world of despair and hopelessness, and I'm an old woman with child, and this child has no hope because I, his mother, who are way too old, and his father, who are far too old, will die before we see his adulthood. This child has no hope. Why has this happened to me? And now you, Mary, have walked in, and now I have hope in the midst of despair. I have hope in the midst of my hopelessness. I have hope that my son will have a future because, Mary, you have walked in and truly you have greeted me with shalom, but you have no idea how much shalom you bring. Hope in the midst of despair. Hope in the midst of a future that had none. Hope in the midst of her baby that she's seeing growing up without parents, having a true future hope for John, this baptizer, this Baptist, this one who's going to be a wild man out in the wilderness, because look, it's the Roman Empire and oppression, and here we are in the first century in this place of Judea, this place of Palestine, this place of the Hebrew people known as the Israelites, not having a true home, not being connected to this land of promise, being in what's supposed to be a hope-filled place that has been nothing but despair under the reign of Herod and the Caesars. All of a sudden, there's a new possibility. Hope. And Mary replies to Elizabeth, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord." I want you to think about that phrase in the context of her very body. Indeed, her soul is going to magnify Jesus Christ into the world. "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior," that indeed this little child inside of her, Jesus Christ, will be the very one that saves her body, soul, life, being, and the whole world. "My soul magnifies this, for he has looked with favor." That word favor is this word, grace, that we're so fond of around here at Grace Presbyterian. "He has looked with grace on the lowliness of his servants." And what begins is Mary's reply and proclamation of true hope in the midst of despair, of hope that goes beyond even Elizabeth's proclamation of hope for her life, for her son's life, that really is hope for the whole world, that the lowly has been lifted up, that generations that have only seen curses will call her blessed, that the mighty one, the holy one, the God Almighty Holy One will do great things, that God's mercy is for those who fear God from generation to generation, rather than those who are proud and boastful and think that they're the gods of this world. That God will show this divine strength by scattering the proud, scattering the high-minded, scattering those in high places and bringing them low, and while doing so, bring those who are lowly up. This massive flattening of the mountains and the valleys that separate people, that the oppressed will be set free, that those who are in power will be brought low, that those who are hungry will be filled, but that the rich will be sent away empty, that those who have had no hope, those who have lived in despair for generation after generation, will finally, in the birth of Jesus Christ, begin to seed something brand new, otherwise known as boundless hope, awe, love, and wonder. A new kingdom, a new reign, a new way of life, a whole new kind of life, an eternal, abundant kind of life brought down to everybody in this kingdom of God, in this wonder land of the birth of Jesus Christ. Hope in the middle of despair. Mary knows. We sing that song, "Mary, did you know?" And Mary is proclaiming right here in Luke 1, I know. I believe, I have faith, I know the hope for the entire world that is inside of me. And as she walks into this house with Zechariah and Elizabeth and this unborn John, the world leaps with hope that there is now a true future for all of humanity, one where every wrong is set right, one where those who have been without food are now fed, one where those who have been enslaved are now free, one where those who have lived in despair are now lifted up in jubilation. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to this new born king. Friends, this is the hope of Advent. May it shine a light in the midst of the darkness of our own world, in the midst of our own hopelessness, in the midst of our own despair. Will we go out into our lives and proclaim, lift up and flip on a light switch and light on a flame of hope proclaimed that there is a future for all humanity. Amen.